upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And welcome back to Technocracy News and Trends. Patrick Wood here, Editor-in-Chief, and today is October 21, 2019. We're closing in on the holiday of evil known as Halloween. And we wonder if this year on Halloween, if Washington, D.C. will simply just explode. Well, we have a headline story to start out with today titled Green New Deal Senator Calls for TSA to Drop Facial Recognition Technology. And that Green New Deal senator is none other than Senator Ed Markey, Democrat from Massachusetts. I have appropriately nicknamed him, by the way, Ed Malarkey Markey, because he is in close collaboration with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, on the so-called Green New Deal to bring technocracy to every community in America. Well, in any case, Senator Markey has called for the TSA to stop facial recognition technology. And we wonder, is Markey just speaking out of both sides of his mouth, or is he applying the Hegelian dialectic to gain supporters? I can't answer that question right off, but here's the article. The federal government is ramping up the use of facial recognition technology at airports across the country, though at least one lawmaker wants the Transportation Security Agency to slow down. During a hearing Thursday held by the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation Subcommittee on Security, Senator Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, brought up the coming ubiquity of facial recognition technologies and warned against moving forward without sufficient protections for the data being collected, as well as the civil liberties of travelers. Quote, as we work to keep pace with emerging threats to aviation travel, civil liberties cannot be an afterthought, Markey said. The public lacks enforceable rights and rules to protect travelers' privacy and address unique threats that TSA's biometric data collection poses to our civil liberties. Markey leveled a series of questions at Denver International Airport Chief of Operations Officer Chris McLaughlin, using him as a sounding board for the senator's concerns. Do you agree that any collection of Americans' biometric information at airports should always be voluntary? Markey asked. Yes, I do, McLaughlin replied. Do you agree that TSA should enact enforceable rules and take all necessary steps to ensure that biometric data it collects is secure? Yes. Do you agree that TSA should enact binding safeguards to ensure that its use of biometric technology does not disproportionately burden or misidentify people of color? Absolutely, yes. I agree with you. I agree with all of your answers, Markey said. We are, however, quickly moving toward a point of no return when it comes to the deployment of facial recognition technology. Markey called on TSA to halt deployment of facial recognition technology, such as the ongoing pilot at the Las Vegas McCarran International Airport, until officially policies are set in place. TSA should stop using these invasive tools in the absence of formal rules that will reflect our values and protect our privacies, he said. I call upon the agency to formalize these rules. It's absolutely essential. We should not be moving forward until we've decided what those protections are going to be. Close quote. Well, we wonder exactly where Senator Markey stands on this, because as he pushes the Green New Deal, along with its smart city technology, which will collect data on every person that sets foot and a smart city. We wonder why he's so concerned about TSA. Well, perhaps he has rules or regulations in mind that will otherwise cause even more invasion of privacy than what the TSA is envisioning right now. Well, time will tell. Personally, I wouldn't trust Senator Ed Malarkey Markey, champion of the Green New Deal, along with AOC and the squad, to give us a straight answer on much of anything. The next story is about artificial intelligence and the legal system. The headline of this story is, All Rise, Here Comes the AI Judge. Back in the 1950s, by the way, there was a black comedian by the name of Pigmeat Markham. He began working in television, and he made frequent appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. It was Markham who first popularized the phrase, Here Come the Judge, Here Come the Judge. And of course, Flip Wilson, another well-known black comedian, picked up the same phrase, made it even more famous. And now today, it seems like it's a phrase that's been burned into the English language. Here Come the Judge. Well, in this case, it's no longer the old-fashioned Here Comes the Judge. It's Here Comes the AI Judge. I wrote at the beginning of this article, the whole meme rests on, quote, as computer researchers get closer to true artificial intelligence, close quote. The fact is, they haven't created true AI, but they persist in trying, keeping reality just around the corner that never shows up. Betting on the come is an age-old con game. This article, which appeared in the Daily Star in the United Kingdom, starts out like this. It's likely that most people locked in our jails believe that with a better lawyer, a more lenient judge, or a more understanding jury, things might have been very different for them. Human error, they will say, is to blame for them being banged up. That means incarcerated. But can the human element be removed? Law firms are already using computer algorithms to perform background research and other tasks traditionally performed by human staff. And that's just the beginning. As computer researchers get closer to creating true artificial intelligence, it's predicted to eliminate most paralegal and legal research positions within the next decade. The next step inevitably involves artificial intelligence aiding or even completely replacing lawyers. And if we have robot lawyers, why not automated judges and juries too? Why not a fully solid-state legal system? Lawyer Tom Girardi, who was one of the real-life inspirations of the movie Aaron Brockovich, told Forbes, it may even be considered legal malpractice not to use AI one day. Quote, it would be analogous to a lawyer in the late 20th century still doing everything by hand when this person could use a computer, close quote. Writer Rosalind Warren points out that people are, by their nature, flawed. Flesh and blood jurors and judges will always bring their own prejudices into the courtroom. But a robot juror, she says, quote, could be crammed with a far broader range of facts and figures about the nature of the crime, cases on record, and the law, making it much more worthwhile than a juror who has little awareness on such matters. She goes on, quote, expecting randomly selected members of the public to decide the fate of a person in a jury system is outdated because the notion of a fair and impartial jury doesn't exist. Even cross-examinations could be outsourced to an automated system. A thought-provoking experiment shows that people are more likely to be completely honest with an unemotional machine than a potentially judgmental human. When researchers led by Jonathan Grotsch at the Institute for Creative Technologies created an artificially intelligent robot psychologist named Ellie and tested it on two groups of people, half were told Ellie was just a machine that was able to ask probing questions and understand their respondents' emotions with 3D cameras. Those people were shown to give more honest responses to, quote, her, while the experimental subjects that were told Ellie was being operated by a human puppeteer gave less direct answers. Apart from the possibility of getting a fairer result, raw economics comes into play too. If a lawyer can use AI to win a case and do it for less than someone without AI, says Tom Girardi, who do you think the client will choose to work with next time? Well, this is a rather outlandish story that you need to read for yourself. The problem, of course, is that artificial intelligence does not exist, that is truly without bias, much less able to learn and react as a human would. The jury system that we have in America, which clearly is not the same as in the United Kingdom, which is supposed to be limited by the rule of law, is dependent upon human judgment. When you have a jury of your own peers that will decide your case, you have perhaps as many as 12 independent human jurors that will listen to the evidence and vote to decide your innocence or your guilt. There is no other substitutionary system that can behave and render judgments like a real jury can. And yet, the technocrat mindset says, science can do anything. Machines, AI, data science, whatever, could do anything in the world that humans can do and do it better. And so when they make these outlandish claims that legal disputes or legal trials can be settled exclusively by artificial intelligence, it's absolute nonsense. The next and the last story also concerns artificial intelligence, and it has to do with brain implants. The headline of this story questions, can AI brain implants give people superhuman intelligence? I put a question mark after that one. This story is also from the Daily Star in the United Kingdom. I wrote at the top of this story, artificial intelligence is an oxymoron that suggests that a creation of man can exceed the intelligence of its creator. This has also been the biblical debate of the ages, of course. If God created man, can man become more intelligent than God? The science fiction proposition that brain implants can deliver computer-assisted knowledge that can achieve superpower status is just that, science fiction. Technocrat dreamers believe they can do anything that their minds conceive. And when they find that the reality falls short, they fake the experience and call it real. This article reveals that the dream machine is alive and well and still spinning out scientific propaganda. It states, brain-boosting electrodes will soon become like plastic surgery as we all race to get cybernetic enhancements. And as a side note, how much will this cost, Daily Star? The assumption is being made that people will just pull money out of their back pocket, rush to get plastic surgery-like brain-boosting electrodes put into their head. How much can that cost? Sounds to me like this is for the rich and the rich only. If this were even possible, which at this point it is not, and it is doubtful whether it will ever be possible, the best you can end up with is a two-tier society of the haves and the have-nots. The article continues. Humans will be turned into cyborgs, with scientists sticking AI implants deep into their brains. Brain-zapping electrodes have treated seizure patients with promising results, and bizarre and untested side effects of calmness and positivity means they are now being probed as a radical treatment for depression. It's even theorized that the electric implants can be manipulated to max out their brain power, similar to how amphetamines like Adderall are abused today. Science power couple Kelly and Zach Wienersmith explored the exciting advancements in their brand new book, Soonish, 10 Emerging Technologies That'll Improve and or Ruin Everything. The pair reckon that brain-boosting electrodes will soon become, quote, like plastic surgery, with people spending shed loads in order to become smarter and stay ahead of the pack. And by the way, somebody could sell a boatload of these hacks to everybody in Silicon Valley. The article goes on. 1 in 4 top academics currently abuses amphetamines, according to the Wienersmiths. As brain-computer interface technology becomes more reliable, it may have implications in many industries, they wrote. An ideal brain-computer interface can make you smarter, better at remembering things, more focused, and perhaps even more creative. Quote, you can't think about the possibilities without picturing some sort of cyborg dyspora, and yet given the opportunity to suddenly have a better memory, we'd probably all take it. Even weirder, is the possibility of a human hive mind. We will all be able to share each other's thoughts like an army of ants working in unison. Lab rats have had their brains linked via brain-computer interface in one set of experiments. The results do appear to be a sort of brain-to-brain connection, De Wiener-Smith said. We don't know whether these lab rats were literally sharing thoughts, but their connected brains seem to get together and work together more efficiently. At some point in the future, it may become possible to literally combine minds with other people, either for recreational or business purposes. To us, this sounds like a nightmare version of doing a group project, but each to her own. Mind reading would have considerable downsides, though, like thinking, I want to divorce my wife when you are sat on a sofa next to your wife. The devices could also be hacked, either for murder or for a dark, futuristic version of domestic abuse. In the case of brain implants, hacking could mean a lot of things. Well, at least they're being realistic about it. There is a dark side to anything that someone would stick in your brain. And boy, all I can say is, you better trust the person that's doing the sticking the stuff in your brain, because if they're not on your side, you'll soon be on their side, whether you want to be or not. If you haven't had a chance to read my book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, you should know that this book connects all the dots on why technocracy is advancing around the world today. This is the farthest thing from a conspiracy that there has ever been in the history of literature. It will literally connect the dots for you in so many ways, and so many people have written that exact thing that have endorsed the book and given it a 5-star rating, for instance, on Amazon.com. You could go and read those reviews and find out what other people are saying about the book. If you buy a copy directly from technocracy.news, I love to send out an autographed copy. And yes, I sign it with the tagline, Connecting the Dots, because that's what I wanted to do for you. There's also a Kindle version available on Amazon.com, and you'll find an audiobook version there as well. So you can have it any way you like it. You can have it to read. You can have it on your electronic device like a Kindle or a laptop or a tablet. And if you like to just listen to books be read to you, well, I personally recorded the audiobook, all 6 hours and 3 minutes of it. So please, take advantage of the knowledge. If you've already read it, if you've already seen it, if you've already heard it, get a copy for somebody else who needs to understand the information. Encourage them to read it, and when they do, tell them to get to work and do something about it. This is not the future that we ask for. This is not the foolishness that anybody would have dreamed up that has an ounce of common sense. And only people like you and I can put a stop to it before it completely takes over the world. If, as, and when a scientific dictatorship is put in place, especially in America, it will be virtually impossible to get free. We've had no problem in history dealing with despots of one type or another. We've conquered communism, socialism, fascist dictatorships, evil and brutal dictators. But how do you conquer a scientific dictatorship when everything is done by algorithm and there's nobody that you can get your hands on to say, stop that? Indeed, rule by algorithm is exactly where the global elite are taking us today. This is the end game of globalization. The so-called New International Economic Order that was prescribed back in 1973 by the early founding members of the Trilateral Commission has come full circle. And now they are at the point of endgame. We are barely at the point of recognition. Something needs to change. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. We'll see you next time.